you take a look at the central peak of Nipper, and on the south and western edge of it, you've got the vertical stripes in it are streaking like you get off of the Massif in the landing site area. And then you look at the area around in the rim, around the rim of Nipper, and you get the corn cob, I guess, or sculptured hills type of appearance.
Ron, it's time for pan camera T stop time.
Oh, okay, thank you. Win. T24 now. Okay, I went to standby at whatever I said now.
Right.
Must have been about 30-something.
That's fine, no problem. Ron, if you start your Picard orbital sinus photos on time, I'll be glad to call you the change to F5.6 and the change to F4 if you want.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ron, you can go pan camera off at this time.
Okay, pan camera power off. That's Condorcet or whatever you want to call it there. Condorcet Hotel is the one that's got that diamond-shaped fill down in the floor.
Roger, understand. Condorcet Hotel.
Condorcet Alpha. It's either got a landslide. I got a picture of that the next time with the other frame, but it's either got a landslide on it or it's had a, and it doesn't look like a crater in the side of the wall, in the northwest wall of the crater.
Okay, we copy that. Northwest wall of Condorcet A.
But it's a, the area is an oval or ellipse shaped. Of course, the top of the ellipse is toward the top of the crater. And it looks like it's almost gets a flow out of the bottom of the ellipse, which is about a fourth of the way up from the bottom of the crater.
Can you give me a scale on the size of that flow compared to the rest of the crater?
The hole or the slope or the slide or whatever you want to call it down to there is maybe 1/8 of the crater diameter, and the floor area is only just a real small portion of the 1/8 size.
Any liniments in the area?
Yeah, there were some liniments on the area, in the area, and again they're vertical type liniments or lineations, kind of like the downslope operations of most operators.